While everybody's coming in and sitting down, I'm going to tell you a quick story, something I did this week. I think that confession is really good. This mic's really loud today. As we win wars separately, we also win wars together. And the Lord was talking to me this morning about carrying treasure and how we are the testimony of Jesus. And I had a moment this week. I know it's hard to imagine, right? I had a moment. It wasn't a very Christian moment. We had a snowstorm in the valley. I think you guys had a pretty good snowstorm out here in Anchorage, too. But it wasn't as bad where we were. And we had spent all the time to drive a couple of our kids to therapy, which was two different times. And I got a call that they were shutting it down. They weren't shutting down the schools, but they were going to shut down the center. And we'd even pulled one of our kids out of school for it. And I know it's hard to believe, but I can be kind of large in charge. Don't laugh. And so I called them, and I said, it is Alaska, and it is winter. And I said, well, some people, their cars can't make it. And I said, like who? I said, I drove on the roads all morning. And she was really kind. And she's like, I'm really sorry for the inconvenience. And I'm like, all right, sure you are. We'll be there to pick them up soon. And I was really convicted the next day. I was so frustrated that day. But the next day I was convicted, and I thought, you were very unkind to that girl. Like, she didn't see Jesus. I'll tell you that right now. This scripture says, living within you is the Christ who floods you with the expectation of glory. The mystery of Christ becomes embedded within us, becomes a heavenly treasure chest of hope, filled with the riches of glory for his people. And God wants everyone to know it. So I called the center, and I couldn't remember what the name of the person was that I talked to, so I said, this is Rebecca Gall. Are you the one I talked to yesterday about the snowstorm? And she was like, yeah, that was me. And I said, I just want to tell you how sorry I am. I was really unkind. She started crying, you guys. She was like, you're going to make me cry. And I said, listen, I'm just really sorry. You didn't deserve that. It wasn't kind. And I want to be kind. Simple, simple apology, right? But it's because we're supposed to carry his treasure. Love looks like something. Being an example of Jesus looks like something. So I just want to encourage you today to carry his treasure and let that come out of you. And if you have a moment, turn around and make it right. Pull it out. Pull it out. So, Lord, we just come before you today and we position ourselves underneath you, Holy Spirit. And we thank you for the words that you speak to us, that teach us and convict us. And we pray that you would be treasure carriers. And we bless your name today. Let's worship Jesus. Thank you. King of Glory. This is a time in the service where we get to talk about tithes and offerings, but I have scripture and the Lord's like, nope. Tell them about what happened this week. I'm like, all my stories today, guys, all my stories. So several weeks ago, the Lord, I didn't know at the time, so it was just like an intuition. It was like, put your boiler on the list to get serviced. So I said to Luke, because I'm the budget writer, I said, hey, can you call and get us an appointment? And he's like, well, when do you want it? Because he knows like where I will budget it in. And I was like, well, any time after the first. Today's the first, guys. So my boiler went out on was it Thursday night. I went to take a shower and I was like, the water is cold. Don't do cold showers. Some people think it's really good for you, but anyway, so so Luke went and checked and the boiler was out, and I was like, we have an appointment on Monday. We have an appointment tomorrow for our boiler to be serviced. And I was like, wow, maybe the Lord was talking to me and I just didn't listen, right? So, two-part lesson here. But Luke gets a hold of a man who comes out, and this is a business that he started since May, so he's a new business owner. Not the first place we called. We called the place we had an appointment with, but they couldn't get us in. And I was like, okay, whatever, I don't care, just give me the hot water, right? And so later I get to meet him, and he's giving Luke the bill, and Luke's paying for it, and I'm like, almost $500? And he's like, yeah, and he said, well, I need to come back and do a, what's it called? A full service? Yeah, that thing. Okay, this isn't my sphere, guys. So he needs to come back and do full service later, and that could be another, almost the same amount. And I looked at him, and I said, well, that's a lot of money. And I said, well, how much do you think it'll be? He's like, well, I don't know how much the parts are going to be yet. And I was like, well, I guess I'll budget it in for that. And I think I embarrassed Luke a little bit. But I was talking to him, and he was so kind. And family man, just moved up to Alaska, so getting started in business. And my brain is thinking, I think this would have been cheaper with somebody else. And the guy says, he goes, well, you write the budget. Do you need a job? He needs someone to work on his budget. And I'm like, no, I have like three. No, I don't need a job. But anyways, my point is Luke spent a lot of time with him that day in the garage and getting him tools and moving things and hanging out with him. And sometimes we don't realize that, A, God is speaking to us ahead of the game. And then, two, he wants to bring relationships and connections into our lives that crown him King of Glory. And it's not about how much money it costs. I was like, Lord, forgive me for making that a thing. Because sometimes there's relationships, and the truth is it might not have been cheaper anyway. And somebody said to me, well, $1,000 is not bad. I was like, well, it is an expensive system. We got to have heat, guys, because our pipes freeze if we don't have heat, right? So he got our house warm again, and that was great. But I watched these lyrics go through our screen today, and I went, to crown him King of Glory means to lay everything at his feet. Our money, our lives, the appointments we have, the relationships we have, not just so they could see the treasure inside of us of who Jesus is, but because we're affecting everybody with our relationships. And when that kingdom comes and his will is done, then he is expanding his kingdom and blessing people and loving them and healing. So maybe this man needed this, not just support for his new business, but this connection with relationship. And he was crowned King of Glory, even though I didn't listen. But the truth is, we might have had that company anyway, because it was on the short list. So we crown you King of Glory over our money. We crown you King of Glory, Lord, over our finances. We crown you Lord of all. And so today we want to take our tithes and offerings and give him our money, but also our hearts, where we are crowning him glory. King of Glory. Can we just sing that part again as we start the tithes and offerings?
Thank you.
you. I'm so excited. Okay, if you are under six, you can be dismissed for children's church, and then I have something special for the rest of the kids that are staying in here for the service today. So we're going to take a quick break and have the kids go downstairs and then come right back in here.